मोमिनों मोमिनात, अब अमाल खत्म हो चुके हैं, प्रेग भी खत्म हो गया है, अंग्रेजी की मजलिस का आगाज हो रहा है, फैजान नकवी मौजूद हैं, वो उस मजलिस को कंडक्ट करेंगे। फैजान नकवी, आप इंट्रोड्यूस कीजिए कौन हदीस किताब पढ़ेगा और कौन सलाम पढ़ेगा।
شکریہ انکل. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. انا للہ و انا الیہ راجعون. رسم بے قضاء تسلیم اللہ عمرے. عظم اللہ اجورنا و اجورکم بمصابنا بالحسین علیہ السلام. جعلنا و ایاکم من الطالبین من قاری ما ولیہ الامام المہدی من آل محمد علیہ السلام. Please accept our sincere condolences on this day of the greatest grief, the day of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to give the pursuit of Abdullah to Imam Asmin al-Islam in the best manner possible. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve us of this pandemic so that we can get together once again to mourn Imam Hussain al-Islam at Idara Jafariya. And more importantly, so that we are able to physically visit Imam Hussain al-Islam in Karbala. To begin today's English program, I would like to request Brother Hamid Shabiri to recite this exam. Brother Hamid.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate, Fatima al-Zahra, the daughter of the Prophet, peace be on them, is said thus related an event. My father, the Prophet of Allah, came to my house one day and said to me, peace be on you, Fatima. I replied, and upon you peace. Then he said, I feel weakness in my body. I said, Allah protects you from weakness, father. He said, Fatima, please bring the Yemeni cloak and cover me with it. So I brought the Yemeni cloak and covered him with it. Then I looked at him and saw that his face was shining like a full moon with its glory and splendor. After a while, my son Hassan came in and said, peace be on you, mother. I replied, and upon you peace, O light of my eyes and the delight of my heart. He then said, mother, I smell a sweet fragrance like that of my grandfather. I replied, yes, your grandfather is lying underneath the cloak. Hassan went near the cloak and said, peace be on you, my grandfather, O Prophet of Allah. May I enter the cloak with you? He replied, and upon you peace, my son, and the master of my fountain, Gother. You are given the permission to enter. So Hassan entered the cloak with him. After a while, my son Hussein came in and said, peace be on you, mother. I replied, and upon you peace, O light of my eyes and the delight of my heart. He then said, mother, I smell a sweet fragrance like that of my grandfather, the Prophet of Allah. I replied, yes, your grandfather and your brother are lying underneath the cloak. Hussein stepped forward to the cloak and said, peace be on you, my grandfather, the chosen of Allah. May I enter the cloak with you? He replied, and upon you peace, my son and the interceder of my followers, you're given the permission to enter. So Hussein entered the cloak with them. After a while, Abu Hassan Ali ibn Abi Talib came in and said, peace be on you, O daughter of the Prophet of Allah. I replied, and upon you peace, O father of Hassan and the commander of the faithful. He then said, Fatima, I smell a sweet fragrance like that of my brother, my cousin, the Prophet of Allah. I replied, yes, he is underneath the cloak with your two sons. So Ali went near the cloak and said, peace be on you, O Prophet of Allah, may I enter the cloak with you? He replied, and upon you peace, my brother, my legatee, my successor, and my standard bearer. You are given permission to enter. So Ali entered the cloak with them. Then I stepped forward and said, peace be on you, my father, O Prophet of Allah. May I enter the cloak with you? He replied, and upon you peace, my daughter, O part of myself. You are given the permission to enter. So I entered the cloak with them. Getting together underneath the cloak, my father, the Prophet of Allah, held the two ends of the cloak and raised his right hand toward the heavens and prayed, O Allah, these are my people of my household, Ahlul Bayt. They are my confidants and my supporters. Their flesh is my flesh and their blood is my blood. Whoever hurts them hurts me too. Whoever displeases them has displeased me too. I'm at war with those at war with them and I'm at peace with those at peace with them. I'm the enemy of their enemies and I'm the friend of their friend. They are from me and I am from them. O Allah, bestow your blessings, benevolence and forgiveness and your pleasure upon me and upon them. And remove impurity from them and keep them thoroughly pure. Then the Lord Almighty said, O my angels, O residents of my heavens, verily I have not created the erected sky, the stretched earth, the illuminated moon, the bright sun, the rotating planets, the flowing seas, and the sailing ships, before the love of these five lying underneath the cloak. Jibreel, the trusted angel, asked, "Who are under the cloak?" The Almighty answered, "They are the household of the Prophet and the assets of prophethood. They are Fatima, his daughter, her husband, and her two sons." Jibreel said, "O Lord, may I fly to earth to be the sixth of them?" Allah replied, "Yes, you are given the permission." Jibreel, the trusted, landed near them and said, "Peace be on you, O Prophet of Allah, the All Highest conveys his peace on you and his greetings and says, by my honor and glory, O my angels, O residents of my heavens, verily I have not created the erected sky, the stretched earth, the illuminated moon, the bright sun, the rotating planets, the flowing seas, and the sailing ships before your sake and love. God has given me the permission to enter the cloak with you. May I join you, O Prophet of Allah?" The Prophet replied, "And upon you peace, O trusted bearer of Allah's revelations, you're granted the permission." So Jibreel entered the cloak with us and said to my father, "Allah sends his revelations to you. Verily Allah's desire is to remove blemish from you, O people of the household Ahlul Bayt, and purify you with a perfect purification." Then Ali said to my father, "O Prophet of Allah, tell me, what significance has Allah given for getting together underneath this cloak?" The Prophet replied, "By him who rightfully appointed me a prophet and chose me a messenger for the salvation of mankind. Whenever and wherever an assembly of our followers and friends mention this event, Allah will bestow on them his blessings and mercy. Angels will encircle them, asking Allah the remission of their sins until the assembly disperse." So Ali said, "Verily, by the Lord of Kaaba, we and our followers are the winners." Then my father replied, "By him who rightfully appointed me a prophet and chose me a messenger for the salvation of mankind. Whenever and wherever an assembly of our followers and friends mention this event, there shall remain none grieved, but Allah shall remove his grief. There shall remain none distressed, but Allah will dispel his distress. There shall remain none wish seeker, but Allah will grant his wish." Ali happily said, "Verily, by the Lord of Kaaba, we and our followers are the winners and the blessed in this world and the next." اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
محمد صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم. Thank you, Brother Hamid, for the recitation. Next, I would like to request Brother Nihal to recite the salam in honor of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Brother Nihal.
Ali, Ali and Fatima, Ummul Masaib, Sharikat al-Husayn, O daughter of Ali, Ali and Fatima, المصائب شريكة الحسين. Oh, our Lady Zainab, we offer unto you our condolences on your 72. Oh, our Lady Zainab, we offer unto you our condolences on your 72. On O Muhammad, Qasim O Akbar, Ghazi O Asghar, and your brother Hussein. Muhammad, Qasim O Akbar, Ghazi O Asghar, and your brother Hussein. O daughter of Ali, Ali and Fatima, Ummul Masaib, Sharikat al-Husayn. I am in shackles, they took my chadar, and on a spear's raised your head, brother. I am in shackles, they took my chadar, and on a spear is raised your head, brother. But faith is in my heart, Zainab will do her part to spread the message of Shahadat al-Husayn. O daughter of Ali, Ali and Fatima, Ummul Masaib, Sharikat al-Husayn. The sermon that you gave, O daughter of Ali, in Kufa and Dimashq, defeated tyranny. The sermon that you gave, O daughter of Ali, in Kufa and Dimashq, defeated tyranny. O little did they know, the cursed Ashqiya, you took the Zulfiqar, Ba'de Qadli Husayn. Little did they know, the cursed Ashqiya, you took the Zulfiqar, Ba'de Qadli Husayn. O daughter of Ali, Ali and Fatima, Ummul Masaib, Sharikat al-Husayn. How well did you reflect, how well did you protect the true image of your Nana Rasulullah? How well did you reflect, how well did you protect the true image of your Nana Rasulullah? Sadiq wa adil, alim wa aqil, sabir wa shakir, mithli Hasan Husayn. Daughter of Ali, Ali and Fatima, Ummul Masaib, Sharikat al-Husayn.
Thank you so much, Brother Nihal, for reciting the salam. Now I would like to invite Marana Ali Abbas Rezavi to address our gathering and recite the maqtul for us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ridhan bi qada'i wa tasliman li amri. You've mourned for 10 days. Zahra, accept your tears. Accept your azar. Today's the day of Ashura. Tonight when you go home, when you walk through your door, Your daughters will be there waiting for you. Your sons will be there to comfort you. Tonight, when you go home, know something. 1400 years ago, there was a Gharib Hussein. There was a Mazloom Hussein. Look, only a couple of minutes. Inshallah, then if Allah gives us life, next year again, we'll be here to commemorate Sayyid al-Shuhada. There's a particular story that my mind goes through. Ayatullah Ni'matullah Jazairi says. He says it was Asr time. It was the day of Ashura. An old father, broken back, eyesight gone, was sitting on the body of his dead son. And as he was sitting there, a man from Medina comes. And as he comes, he says that I've come from Medina and I bring a letter from Fatima. Who is Hussein here that I need to deliver this letter to? An old man sitting there raises his hand. He says, bring me the letter of my daughter. Tradition says, at that moment, that man looks up. He says, but Fatima didn't describe you like this. She was describing that Abbas would be on your right side and Ali Akbar would be on your left side and Qasim would be in front of you and Aun and Muhammad would be surrounding you. He said, all of them have been killed. Bring me the letter. He opens up the letter. What did the letter say on it? He puts the letter on the chest of Ali Akbar. He says, son, answer this. Only a brother who has a sister will feel this. One sister was writing to her brother. You know what she was writing? She was saying, Ali Akbar, I've been left in Medina, but you promised me the day you were going to get married, you'd call me. Allama Majlisi says, he says, one night when I went to sleep, a person comes into my dream. He says, Majlisi, I've been sent to you. He says, why? He says, because Fatimatu Zahra has come to the haram of Imam Hussein, and she's saying, Majlisi, recite the wida between my son and my daughter. Look, I don't have the energy to recite, nor do you have the energy to listen. I'm just going to recite three widas. You won't be able to take the shahada of Sayyid al-Shuhada. Three widas, and that's it. Ashura day comes. One by one, each one is going. Sayyid al-Shuhada is going and bringing their body back. Eventually, the time comes for Ahlul Bayt to go. He's bringing Qasim's body back. He's bringing Aun and Muhammad's body back. In the tradition, it says he leaves Abbas there, brings Ali Akbar back. Eventually, a time comes where your Gharib Mawla, your Mazloom Mawla, is left, nobody else is there. You know what he does? For the final time, in his loneliness, he goes into a tent. Who's in that tent? Imam Zain al-Abidin is lying there. And as he's lying there, he comes to him. He says, son, for the final time now, I'm giving you the asrar of imamate, and I'm going into the battlefield one final time. At that moment, this imam looks up and he says, father, aina ammi al-Abbas. He says, qad ghutila. Then he says, aina aliyan al-akbar. He says, qad dhuhiba. He continues to say, and he continues to reply. He says, Zain al-Abidin, Sajjad, how much are you going to ask me? Everyone is gone now. No, only you and me are left now. At that moment, Imam Zain al-Abidin looks towards Sayyidah Zainab. He just says one thing. He says, aunt, bring me my stick because I can't get up. And bring me my sword because there's no one to defend my father. At that moment, the reply comes. He says, Sajjad, for you, jihad is sakit. You're the imam, the next imam. They say, Sayyid al-Shuhada now gets up. He leaves the tent. As he leaves the tent, at that moment he comes to Sayyida Zainab. He says, "Sister, go into my tent. There's a box in my tent. In that box, when you open it, you'll see a white garment in there. My mother used to sew that garment. Bring me that garment." Sayyida Zainab goes. She brings that garment. As she brings it, she just says one thing. She says, "Hussein, can I put this on you? I know if our mother was alive, she would put this on you." You know what Sayyida Shuhada does? The first thing, he begins to rip it even more. So Sayyida Zainab says, she says, "Brother, already this has patches in it. Why are you ripping it for?" He replied, he says, "Just in case that these lame people come and try and take this off." You know what he does? He puts this dress on for the final time. And at that moment, he comes out. And as he comes out, Sayyida Zainab turns again. She says, "Brother, one last time, come back again." Says, "Why?" Says, "Because I remembered something." What does she say? "Mahlan yahi, come back." "Why?" "One last thing I've remembered." Says, "What is that?" It says, "When mother was leaving this world, she says, well, Hussein, for the final time, goes into the battlefield, kiss him on the neck for me. Why?" And at that moment, Imam Hussein says something strange as well. Says, "Zainab, open your arms up." Says, "Why?" Says, "When father was leaving this world, he also said something." He says, "What, Zainab? For Zainab, when you go for the final time, Hussein, kiss Zainab on the arms." Says, "Why?" "Because Zainab's arms are going to be tied behind." Brother and sister hug. Tradition says this, as Imam Hussein now goes out for the final time again, what happens? Tradition says this, وَنَذَرَ يَمِينَ وَنَذَرَ شِمَالَ. He looks to one side, he looks to the other side, looks towards the Furat. What does he say? He says, "Abbas, I put you on the horse. Abbas, where are you? Ali Akbar, I was there for you. Where are you? On and Muhammad, Qasim." This old man finally looks left, looks right, says something. He says, "Hal min Nasir Yansurana, is there anyone to help us?" In that moment, tradition says, one old sister wearing a hijab, covering her face, comes out. Says, "Brother, don't ever cry that you're gharib when your sister is alive. Your sister is here." Grabs Hussein by the arm, lifts him up, puts him on the... Two withas have been recited, one final withah. Honestly, my heart can't take it. I can't recite anymore. Sayyida Shuhada gets on the horse for the final time. Honestly, when you sit down tonight, this will make you cry. When Sayyida Shuhada wants to move, he can't move. He looks at his horse. He says, "Dhuljana, everyone has left me. Have you left me as well?" Dhuljana couldn't say anything, doesn't have a tongue. Dhuljana looks down as if to say to Sayyida Shuhada, "Look down and see." 4-year-old girl is holding the legs of the horse. And what is she saying? She's saying, "Dhuljana, don't take my father away. Anybody who goes, who doesn't come back." Fathers who are sitting here, imagine your 4-year-old girl. Sayyida Shuhada gets off the horse. Says, "Sakina, I've got to go and fulfill the promise that I've made to my grandfather." Sakina just says one thing. She says, "Father, can I sleep on your chest one last time?" Sayyida Shuhada lies down on the ground of Karbala. Small girl puts her chest for the last time on her head on her father's chest. She closes her eyes. All of a sudden, she opens it. She says, Father, go. He asks, he says, what happened? Said, Grandfather Rasulullah came. He's asked me to let you go. But Father, I just want to ask you one last thing. Says, what is that? She says, I've heard, and you've said loads of times, sons and daughters are equal, Father. They all have haq. Says, Father, you've given the inheritance to my brothers who are lying with you. Father, can you give me my inheritance as well? At that moment, Sayyid al-Shuhada pauses, then puts his hand on the haq of Karbala, lifts it up, puts it into the girl's head. He says, Sakina, for you is Yatimi. Sakina, for you is Asiri. Sakina, for you is the slap of Shimmer on your face. Sakina, for you is Shimmer grabbing you by the hip. Look, I can't narrate anymore. And you won't be able to take it. Just one final thing, if Allah gives me strength. One final thing is this. Sayyid al-Shuhada does go into the battlefield. Hussein does fight. Every time he fights, he just says one thing. He says, look at a man who's thirsty, how he fights. Look at a man who's hungry, how he fights. Eventually a time comes, and as that time comes, something, a voice comes from the sky. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna, arji ila rabbiki, radiyatan mardiya. Hussein is moving on the horse. In the tradition it says, from Adam to Khatam, all of the Anbiya come. It says Hussein puts his sword away, and as he puts his sword away, Hussein is moving on the horse. Hormala comes forward, takes an arrow, fires that arrow. Arrow goes to the forehead of Hussein. Hussein falls to the ground, and as he falls to the ground, it says Omar ibn Sa'd says, go and kill Hussein. Stones are thrown. Arrows are thrown. Everything that they had was thrown. At that moment, the tradition says something weird. Tradition says an old sister 70 paces away comes out. She looks towards Zuljana. She says, Zuljana, have you seen my brother? She looks around. She can't see him. Hadith says she looks towards the ground of Karbala and raises it. She says, Karbala, where's my brother? She looks up and she sees there was a gharib man in the middle, surrounded by people. And at that moment, one was saying to the other, is Hussein alive? Is Hussein alive? Is Hussein alive? At that moment, Zainab looks up and says something. She says, Anta Akhi, are you my brother? Hussein looks up. He says, Zainab, go back into the tents. My ghairat can't take it. That you've... Final thing is this. Adam to Khatam, all the Anbiya were there. Tradition says one begins to turn his back away. The other begins to turn, he can't take it anymore. Ibrahim is left. They say when the stones were being chucked and Shimmer started to walk towards Imam Hussein, Ibrahim said, Rasulullah, I can't take it. My eyes were covered when I was cutting. Ibrahim, Ismail goes. Tradition says only three people are left. Who are those three people? Rasulullah, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Fatima al-Zahra. Look, I'm reciting slowly because I can see you will not be able to take this. A time comes where Rasulullah turns his face. He says, Ali, you know, Zahra knows. Final time comes where Amir al-Mu'mineen turns his face. He says, Zahra, now you know your son knows. You know what that time was? Now listen to this tradition. Shimmer begins to move towards Sayyid al-Shuhada. as he comes close. Wajalasa ala sadre. He comes. He sits on the chest of Sayyid al-Shuhada. He takes the amama. He chucks the amama on the floor. When he chucks the amama, grabs Hussein by his beard, takes the knife. As he begins to put the knife on Sayyid al-Shuhada's neck, a mother comes into Karbala. She says, Hussein's son, you're not alone. Answer me, son. She puts a hand. She says, Shiver, don't kill my son. You also. Matame Hussein.
Can you hear it loud and clear? The call of Sayyid al-Shuhada. Hal min nasir yansurna? Hal min nasir yansurna? On this day of Ashura, from that land of Karbala, hal min nasir yansurna, hal min nasir yansurna. Can you hear it loud and clear? The call of Sayyid al-Shuhada. Hal min nasir yansurna? Hal min nasir yansurna? On this day of Ashura, from that land of Karbala, hal min nasir yansurna? Hal min nasir yansurna? Battered and surrounded by the likes of Shimru Hurmala, hal min nasir yansurna?
Hal min nasir yansurna?
Hurt and thirsty at his cry reaches everyone near and far. Hal min nasir yansurna? Hal min nasir yansurna? There is no Qasim, no Akbar, oh no Muhammad Abdullah. There is no Abbas Uhur, no Muslim Ibn Awsija. There is no Qasim, no Akbar, oh no Muhammad Abdullah. There is no Abbas Uhur, no Muslim Ibn Awsija. Hal min nasir yansurna? Hal min nasir yansurna? Hal min nasir yansurna? Hal min nasir yansurna? We wish we were there to say Labbaika ya ibn Rasulillah. We wish we could have responded to your call of Ashura. We wish we were there to say Labbaika ya ibn Rasulillah. We wish we could have responded to your call of Ashura. Hal min nasir yansurna? Hal min nasir yansurna? Hal min nasir yansurna?
Hal min nasir yansurna?
1400 years it's been, still it feels like yesterday. Your helmet still resonates in the minds of your Shia. 1400 years it's been, still it feels like yesterday. Your helmet still resonates in the minds of your Shia. Hal min nasir yansurna? Hal min nasir yansurna?
ينصرنا هل من ناصر ينصرنا هل من ناصر ينصرنا We will be your messengers We will propagate your name We will spread the light of justice Through the power of your flame We will be your messengers We will propagate your name We will spread the light of justice Through the power of your flame But if we want to be this way If we wish to say labbaik We must first begin to see We must first begin to take If we want to be this way If we wish to say labbaik We must first begin to see We must first begin to take Every day at Ashura Every land as Karbala Kullo yawmin Ashura Kullo ardin Karbala Every day as Ashura Every land as Karbala Kullo yawmin Ashura Kullo ardin Karbala Hal min nasir yansuruna 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 Ya Hussein, 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 Ya Hussein. Hussein, 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 Ya Hussein, 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 Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein,
Hussein, Hussein, Hussein, Hussein, Ya Hussein.
Allahu Akbar, this is the call of Ali Akbar for a salat.
Allahu Akbar, this is the call of Ali Akbar for a salat.
Ali Akbar for a salat. You be the witness, he has the surah. You be the witness, he has the surah. He has the seerah of Mustafa Hussein Hussaina Hussein Hussaina Hussein Hussaina Ya Hussein
Hussein Hussaina Hussein Hussaina Hussein Hussaina Ya Hussein
Forgive me Mala I am the one who severed your access to Al-Qamah
Forgive me Mala, I am the one who severed your access to Al-Qamah
Severed your access to Al-Qamah Hurairiyahi, you are the free one Hurairiyahi, you are the free one In both dunya and akhirah Hussein Hussaina
Hussein Hussaina Hussein Hussaina Ya Hussein
Oh Akka let me go fetch some water For thirsty children from Al-Fur
fed some water for thirsty children from Al-Furat.
For thirsty children from Al-Furat. Oh, will you come back, Ya Qamar-e Hashim? Oh, will you come back, Ya Qamar-e Hashim? Or will this be to your al-wida? Hussain, 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 Ya Hussain. Ya Ammu, tell me, will I be counted among the martyrs of Karbala?
Ya Ammu, tell me, will I be counted among the martyrs of Karbala?
Among the martyrs of Karbala. Oh, nephew Qasim, you are a hero.
Oh, nephew Qasim, you are a hero.
You are the warith of Mujtaba.
Hussain, 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 Ya Hussain.
Ya Ummi, I hear my father calling. Hal min nasir yansuruna.
Ya Ummi, I hear my father calling. Hal min nasir yansuruna.
Hal min nasir yansuruna. I may be a sigar, my heart is akbar.
I may be a sigar, my heart is akbar.
I am the grandson of Murtada.
Hussain, 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 Ya Hussain.
This is the manzil of Mutmainna. This is the moment of Inna Lillah.
This is the manzil of Mutmainna. This is the moment of Inna Lillah.
This is the manzil of Mutmainna. This is the moment of Inna Lillah.
This is the manzil of Mutmainna. This is the moment of Inna Lillah.
This is the moment of Inna Lillah. Lua me into Nasheb Sahara.
Lua me into Nasheb Sahara.
To Ummi Zahra, O Zuljanah.
Lua me into Nasheb Sahara. To Ummi Zahra, O Zuljanah. Hussain, 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 Ya Hussain.
O Father Aina, O Father Aina, this is your daughter, this is Sakina.
O Father Aina, O Father Aina, this is your daughter, this is Sakina.
O Father Aina, O Father Aina, this is your daughter, this is Sakina.
O Father Aina, O Father this is your daughter, this is Sakina.
This is your daughter, this is Sakina. My heart is broken, my wounds are open.
My heart is broken, my wounds are open.
O Ammu Abbas Ba Wafa.
Hussain, 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 Hussain.
Hussain, 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 Hussain. جانم فدای زینب، جانم فدای زینب، جانم فدای زینب، جانم فدای زینب، جانم فدای زینب. جانم فدای زینب، جانم فدای زینب، جانم فدای زینب. او آلنا محمد، او پراجنی جعفر، داریم ابا عبدالله، you are the sword of Haider. Allina Muhammad, O progeny of Jafar, Hazai Zaina Labbaik Barzubana Janam Fidai Zaina 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 From Karbala to Kufa Kufa to Sham Bibi You brought the revolution With your Kalam Bibi From Karbala to Kufa Kufa to Sham Bibi You brought the revolution With your Kalam Bibi Hear the reverberations from that Sadai Zaina Labbaik Barzubana Janam Fidai Zaina Janam Fidai Zaina Janam Fidai Zaina Janam Fidai Zaina Piety and Iman, your sheer determination, your courage and demeanor, truly an inspiration. Your piety and Iman, your sheer determination, your courage and demeanor, truly an inspiration. Or with Ambiyas, Sabrur Zai Zaina, Labbaik Barzubana, Janam Fidai Zaina, Janam Fidai Zaina, Janam Fidai Zaina.
Return. My father earth trembled, the sky is blackened. Hussein has been not heard, Hussein has been not heard. After you were slain, they came into our tent, they slapped me on my face and snatched my earrings. After you were slain, they came into our tent, they slapped me on my face and snatched my earrings. Do they not know we are Halabay? Do they not know we are Halabay? Oh grandfather, where are you? The earth trembled, the sky's blackened. The earth trembled, the sky's blackened. Hussein has been martyred, Hussein has been martyred. Sakina cannot sleep, her father has been slain. Oh father, where are you? Sakina cannot sleep, her father has been slain. Oh father, where are you? I want to lay my head upon your chest. I want to lay my head upon your chest. When will I see you? When will I see you? The earth trembled, the sky's blackened. The earth trembled, the sky's blackened. Hussein has been martyred, Hussein has been martyred. When I fell down from the camel's back, Zainab cried out, no one took heed. When I fell down from the camel's back, Zainab cried out, no one took heed. But then father, your head fell off, holy spear. But then father, your head fell off, holy spear. When will I see you? When will I see you? The earth trembled, the sky is blackened. The earth trembled, the sky is blackened. Hussein has been martyred, Hussein has been martyred. The city of Shan came out to see who are these prisoners paraded through town. The city of Shan came out to see who are these prisoners paraded through town. Can it really be the family of Rasul? Can it really be the family of Rasul? Without any vows, the daughters of Hussein. The earth trembled, the sky's blackened. The earth trembled, the sky's blackened. Hussein has been martyred, Hussein has been martyred.
Laka wa labbayk ya Husayna. Laka wa labbayk ya Husayn.
How to comfort his Sakina, the
labbaik ya Husaina, laka wa labbaik ya Husain. For you and with you, O Mawla, for you and with you, Husain. Ridan bi qazaihi wa tasliman li amri Mawla whispered. Ridan bi qazaihi wa tasliman li amri Mawla whispered. Heaven is still reverberating, heaven is still reverberating from the whisper, from the sajda. Laka wa labbaik ya Husaina, laka wa labbaik ya Husain. For you and with you, O Mawla, for you and with you, Husain. Why are you hiding, O Baba, from Sakina Aina Bata? Why are you hiding, O Baba, from Sakina Aina Bata? Come to me, come to the Maqtal. Come to me, come to the Maqtal. Ta'alilayya ya Bunayya, laka wa labbaik ya Husaina, laka wa labbaik ya Husain. For you and with you, O Mawla, for you and with you, Husain. Yom Ashura, we killed every Husaini, Ashkiya said. Yom Ashura, we killed every Husaini, Ashkiya said. Lady Zainab said Husaini, Lady Zainab said Husaini, Shia will live till Qiyamah. Laka wa labbaik ya Husaina, laka wa labbaik ya Husain. For you and with you, O Mawla, for you and with you, Husain. Ya Husain.
Now I would like to request Brother Nihal to recite Limha for us.
Unique are your sacrifices, Zainab-e Husain. Unique are your sacrifices, Zainab-e Husain. O glorious progeny of Ahmad Ismail. O glorious progeny of Ahmad Ismail. You taught us that only before God we should kneel. You taught us that only before God we should kneel. That only if we feel the pain of others can we heal. That only if we feel the pain of others can we heal. The world needs your message of Tawheed and love again. Unique are your sacrifices, Zainab-e Husain. Unique are your sacrifices, Zainab-e Husain. To never surrender our freedom before tyranny. To never surrender our freedom before tyranny. To love mothers and daughters and defeat misogyny. To love mothers and daughters and defeat misogyny. With honor and righteousness fight every felony. With honor and righteousness fight every felony. Enlightened inspiration from your model can we gain. Unique are your sacrifices, Zainab-e Husain. Unique are your sacrifices, Zainab-e Husain. With liars and hypocrites you spoke with honesty. With liars and hypocrites you spoke with honesty. To inhuman savages you preach humanity. To inhuman savages you preach humanity. Responded to crudeness with sensitivity. Responded to crudeness with sensitivity. Your life in this world was like in a desert rain. Unique are your sacrifices, Anna Ben Hussein. Unique are your sacrifices, Anna Ben Hussein. You represented Allah's every prophet's legacy. You represented Allah's every prophet's legacy. Inherited the purity of Fatima Ali. Inherited the purity of Fatima Ali. But did the Ummah value these pillars of piety? But did the Ummah value these pillars of piety? They massacred one and paraded the other in chains. Unique are your sacrifices, Anna Ben Hussein. Unique are your sacrifices, Anna Ben Hussein.
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. And this time I would like to request Balir Jabbar Fayaz to come and recite the Quran.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Ya Hussein. I hail from the deserts of Karbala. I'm only a grain of sand. The blood that I have been stained with has made my value grand. On that truth-forsaken day on which Hussein had his last stand, I have carried a burden all my days, I swear by Abbas's hand. Ya Allah, Allah, everything mourns Hussein. 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 I'm the wind that blew beside Hussein. Oh, what more shall I say? In the night I cried and howled from all the sadness of that day. Oh, I saw the body of Imam Hussein lie on the river's banks. Since then I've traveled the seven seas to share the story of Hussein. Ya Allah, Allah, everything mourns Hussein. Ya Allah, Allah, everything mourns Hussein. On the sun that rose on Ashura, I wish I never came. I turned that darkness into light. I turned that darkness into light. I carried all the blame. If I'd never shown my light, maybe I'd never seen them slain. But Abbas and Hussein were waiting for the dawn so they could pray. Ya Allah, Allah, everything mourns Hussein. 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 On the star that twinkled in the night when darkness did prevail, until now I've only seen a flame of Muhammad's women veil. But tonight I saw them snatch it off. Zain of Scar, I've been burning hot with anger ever since. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Allah, everything mourns Hussein. 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 On the fire that was forced upon to set the tents ablaze, oh, they used me against the Ahlul Bayt to scare them in a craze. I've been waiting for my redemption, oh my Lord, by your will. I'll burn them in the afterlife. I burn them on my will. Allah, Allah, everything mourns Hussein. Allah, Allah, everything mourns Hussein. Ya Allah, Allah, everything mourns Hussein. Ya Allah, Allah, everything mourns Hussein. I'm the river filled with water, with the water that flows free. And if only I had legs, I'd run to Hussein Ibn Ali. Please forgive me, I tried to reach him as he lied beside my banks. If only I had flooded, maybe then they'd all be saved. Ya Allah, Allah, everything mourns Hussein. 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 I'm the moon residing in the night above Karbala's sky. I witnessed so much grief and pain when I saw Sakina cry. Saw her searching for her father in the darkness of the night. Oh, I tried my best, Sakina, how I wish I had more light. Ya Allah, Allah, everything mourns Hussein. Ya Allah, Allah, everything mourns Hussein. Ya Hussein.
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Now I would like to invite Brother Zafar Rizvi to recite in the heart.
شاہدی کی لاش پر ماں سر بڑے نائی کی شاہدی کی لاش پر ماں سر بڑے نائی کی نظر آتش ہوگی خیمے اور داچل جائے گی نظر آتش ہوگی خیمے میں چل جائے گی چار دی کی راش پر ماں سر بلین آئے گی زینب کلثوم جانا تم بھرے دربار میں زینب کلثوم جانا تم بھرے دربار میں پھر کوئی حسرت مسلمانوں کی نہ رہ جائے گی شاہدی کی لاش پر ماں سر برہنا آئے گی ایک لاش کے بہتر ہوں گے ٹکڑے جس گھڑی ایک لاش کے بہتر ہوں گے ٹکڑے جس گھڑی اس سے بڑھ کر کربلا میں کیا قیامت آئے گی شاہدی کی لاش پر ماں سر بڑھنا آئے گی مادر اکبر نکالو رات بھر زلفوں کے بل مادر اکبر نکالو رات بھر زلفوں کے بل ہم نکالیں گے جو پرچی ٹوٹ کر رہ جائے گی شاہدی کی لاش پر ماں سر برہنا آئے گی آخری سجدہ کرے گا جس جگہ احمد کلا آخری سجدہ کرے گا جس جگہ احمد کلا وہ زمین میں نوا پھر سجدگاہ بن جائے گی चारे दी की लाश परिमा सर बरे नाएगी। जब मुसलमान छोड़ देंगे कफन लाशे हुसैन, जब मुसलमान छोड़ देंगे बेकफन लाशे हुसैन, मुस्तफा की लाश भी तो बेकफन रह जाएगी। चारे दी की लाश परिमा सर बरहना की, नजर आतिश होंगे से मेरन दाचन जाएगी, नजर आतिश होंगे से मेरन दाचन जाएगी। चाहे दी की लाश पर माँ सर बरहना आएगी।
خواتین و حضرات جی، خواتین و حضرات تو آپ کو ابھی انگریزی کا پروگرام سن رہے تھے، میں جو بقیہ دن کا پروگرام ہے وہ آپ کی خدمت میں عرض کر دوں۔ اب سے چند لمحوں کے بعد تقریباً 3 منٹ کے بعد اذان ظہر ہوگی، جس کے بعد نماز ہوگی، نماز کے لیے وقفہ ہوگا بیچ میں۔ اذان کے بعد دو آپ لوگ اپنے طور پہ نماز پڑھ سکتے ہیں، وقفے کے بعد ہم 1:30 کے اوپر دوبارہ حاضر خدمت ہوں گے۔ اس وقت تو اردو کی مجلس ہوگی جس میں مولانا ڈاکٹر سلمان تراوی صاحب خطاب فرمائیں گے، اور مولانا کے حکم کے مطابق، ان کے کہنے کے مطابق جو فاقہ شکنی کا وقت ہے وہ 3 بجے آپ فاقہ شکنی کر سکتے ہیں، اور جو ہمارا پروگرام ہوگا شام غریبہ کا وہ تقریباً 8 بجے شروع ہوگا صلاۃ مغربین سے۔ مغرب کی نماز ہوگی، اذان، اس کے بعد نماز، اور نماز کے بعد 8:20 پر ہم شروع کریں گے جو ہمارا شام غریبوں کا پروگرام ہے، اردو میں یہ پروگرام ہوگا۔ سلام سوز ہوں گے، اس کے بعد تو مرثیہ ہوگا، پھر مولانا ڈاکٹر سلمان تراوی مجلس سے خطاب فرمائیں گے، اور مجلس کے بعد سلام آخر ہوگا اور ماتم ہوگا۔ آپ لوگوں نے درخواست ہے کہ اس پروگرام میں اپنے وقت کے مطابق شرکت کریں۔ اب اذان کا وقت ہونے والا ہے، 1 منٹ رہ گیا ہے۔ میں ایک مرتبہ پھر بتا دوں کہ اذان کے بعد تھوڑا سا وقفہ ہوگا، 1:30 پر 1:30 ہم پھر حاضر خدمت ہوں گے اور مجلس کا آغاز کریں گے۔ مجلس کے بعد ماتم ہوگا اور پھر فاقہ شکنی، اور شام غریباں کا جو وقت ہے وہ مغرب کی نماز سے شروع ہوگا۔ اس کا وقت 8 بجے ہے، 8 بجے نماز مغرب، 8:20 پر شام غریباں کے مجلس کا آغاز ہوگا۔ اب میں دعوت دوں گا محمد علی نقوی صاحب کو جو تشریف لائیں، اور وہ اذان ظہر دیں گے، اور جیسا کہ میں نے عرض کیا کہ نماز ظہر کے بعد وقفہ ہوگا، آپ لوگ اپنے طور پر فرادہ نماز پڑھیں گے اپنے گھروں پر، اس کے بعد پھر 1:30 مجلس کا آغاز ہوگا۔ محمد علی نقوی صاحب اذان کی تشریف لائیں۔
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، ان اللہ و ملائکتہ يصلون على النبی، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد، سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن عليا ولي أشهد أن عليا وأولاد المعصومين بالحق حجج الله حيا على الصلاة حيا على الصلاة حيا على الفلاح حيا على الفلاح حيا على خير العمل حيا على خير العمل الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
خواتین و حضرات تو اب ہم وقفہ لیں گے نماز کے لیے ڈیڑھ بجے انشاءاللہ پھر حاضر خدمت ہوں گے مجلس کے لیے ٹھیک ڈیڑھ بجے آپ لاگ ان کر سکتے ہیں